The Republic Broadcasting Network.
For the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. I am your host, Stuart Howe. So welcome. Welcome to RBN on this Saturday, September 18th, 2021. And yeah, hope you guys are all doing okay out there, staying warm and dry, and doing as well as you can with what's going on in the world. And we're gathered here together to talk about this and empower each other. So I'm glad you were able to join us this Saturday. I'm in North Idaho. It's a bit rainy, but it's a beautiful place to be nonetheless, and wonderful people here, as there are everywhere. Everywhere I've been, I've met great people. So thanks for joining us. I've got a guest calling in a little bit, and I'm going to give out the call-in numbers, because later on in the show I'd like to open it up to call-ins. And if our guests, for whatever reason, sometimes they're not able to make it to call in, feel free to call in and chat about what's going on in your neck of the woods, or your views on what's going on with this crazy rollout of a global takeover, from the look of it, under the guise of a medical situation that just doesn't really seem to hold water. So our call-in numbers here, I'm going to give them out. If you have a pen or pencil, I encourage everybody to call in. Later on in the show, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And there's another number, a 512 area code. That one is 512-248-8252. So hey, if you're new to the show, the name White Rose is out of respect and reverence for a group of college students in Germany in the early 40s who stood up against the Third Reich, philosophically, morally. You know, their consciences would not allow them to just sit back while their country was taken over by a totalitarian dictatorship. And they spoke out and rose up. They produced a total of six, and then a seventh that was not released, basically a flyer that they distributed to all the college campuses. They did graffiti. They just put the word out everywhere for people to rise up, to be strong in their principles and to oppose the Third Reich. So we are here to help everybody to be empowered, to be strong, and to speak truth to power, to stand firm in their beliefs and in their good-natured hearts against what's happening around the world. So that is the nature of the White Rose Society. It was Hans and Sophie Scholl, brother and sister in Germany in the early 40s. So there's a lot of great stuff about them on the interwebs. And if you pull it up on a internet search, you can find English translations of all their leaflets. And they really are amazing. And they are very, 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 very close in their description of what was going on then to what's going on now. So that is what we've got going on, everybody. I want to give a shout out to my field producer, Casey Whalen, who's gotten me some amazing guests over the last several months. And if you're able to, if you feel so inclined, in the archives is my last week's show with the most banned comedian in the world, Owen Benjamin. He was on with me last week, so that's available to listen to in the archives. And so thank you, Casey Whalen. Casey Whalen has a YouTube channel called North Idaho Exposed, and he is an activist and a citizen journalist. So I recommend everybody take a look at what he's doing. He's on the front lines with all this, and he's a great guy. So thanks, Casey. And it looks like my guest, Don Campbell, has joined us. Don, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here, Stuart. How are you doing?
I'm good. How's your day going?
Pretty good. I didn't know whether you were going to call me or I was going to call you, so I decided to call you.
I'm glad that you did. Welcome to the White Rose Resistance Hour. I appreciate having you here. If you can, just go ahead and I've got a pretty enlightened audience, so you won't be starting at ground zero with laying things out for people, whether it's about COVID or where we are currently in the world, in relation to Bible prophecy. I've got some pretty bright folks, some good-hearted folks out there. But if you could please introduce yourself and let us know a little bit about you.
Sure. Well, I actually work at RBN. I do a show Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern. It's called The Perfect Storm, Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern. And I also wrote a book under a pen name by the name of Lee Austin. So on the radio with RBN, I'm Don Campbell. But the book I wrote is called Morningstar's Tale. And if you go to the website, morningstarstale.com, I have a brand new article I just wrote today. It's called Connecting the Vaccine Operating System to the Mark of the Beast. And if you like, I can get a little bit into this article because it may fill in a couple blanks that has perplexed me up until the last couple of days. I think I might have a handle on a new angle as far as the Mark of the Beast is concerned.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Because I think everybody's wondering what exactly is being laid out here, the big picture. And I know looking at biblical history and Bible prophecy, there is a sort of a roadmap and there's a big picture laid out there. So yeah, I would love to hear you do that. We've got until 4:20. So yeah, please have at it. Thank you, Don.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Stuart. The issue I've been having, because I've been studying the Bible for over 40 years, is there seems to be a gap. In other words, the technology is here for the mark of the beast. However, we're not even in the tribulation hour, according to Bible prophecy. And it is until we're 3.5 years in that the mark is demanded. And here's what I wrote in the article. And again, if you want to read it for yourself, just go to morningstarstale.com. It's called Connecting the Vaccine Operating System to the Mark of the Beast. I wrote, I believe the people who have taken the jab are in the process of being uploaded with a dormant, synthetic, self-assembling operating system which could function as the software for the Mark of the Beast. In other words, the Luciferian elite have to first build out and transform humans into hybrid blockchain receivers and transmitters capable of functioning as a digital conduit of cryptocurrency financial transactions. At the 3.5 year point of the 7 year tribulation, the statue is brought to life by the false prophet. The statue demands to be worshipped by everyone and to receive the mark of the beast. Once someone worships the statue and accepts the mark of the beast on their right hand or forehead, allegiance is validated and the hibernated operating system within that person is activated by the statue. Free will is then terminated and the satanically possessed mind would then sync up with the beast hive mind. So could the statue actually be the embodiment of satanic AI? We know from the book of Revelation, the beast and the false prophet are thrown alive into the lake of fire at the second coming of Jesus Christ. Satan is cast into a bottomless pit for 1,000 years, but is also thrown into the lake of fire after failing to rebel against God one final time after the 1,000-year millennial. However, there's no mention in the Bible about the statue's demise. This is where it gets really weird, Stuart. In the Egyptian text of the Book of the Dead, there were two sycamore trees that stood at the eastern gate of heaven. And each morning, the sun god Ra would appear between the two trees. In addition, the coffins were carved from wood of a sycamore tree as a form of protection for the deceased Egyptian. This is thousands of years ago. I believe the two sycamore trees are symbolic of the two pillars of Freemasonry, Boaz and Jachin, strength and beauty. Each is a bridge between heaven and earth. And this is where it gets very occultic and esoteric. And the vertical axis of both unites and divides these two realms. In other words, you have multiverses colliding. The center column in Freemasonry represents wisdom, and it is gnosis, or the knowing man will resurrect himself as a little god. So when you see these guys like Klaus Schwab, Elon Musk, Jack Dorsey, they all want to become God, a little God, without going through the God of the Bible. They want to resurrect, have a state of apotheosis through the light bearer. It's pretty dark, but once you understand it, then everything makes sense. Now remember, Adam and Eve ate from the tree of knowledge, so they would become God in Lucifer's mind. But here's the really wild part, Stuart. Google, and we all know who Google is, Google has named their quantum computer Sycamore, the same name used in the Egyptian Book of the Dead, the two sycamore trees that stood at the eastern gate of heaven. And this is man attempting to become eternal without God. And a story that just broke yesterday is something called time crystals. Google's latest creation is time crystals. And they're talking about plugging it into this sycamore quantum computer and creating multiverses and being able to transport between two different dimensions or portals. This is right out of the Matrix. These people want to be God without having to go through God.
Wow. Well, it sounds like they have tech that, it sounds like we do have a breakaway technology, because all of this seems to be an order of magnitude above what they're currently showing us that is available technology-wise. But it certainly does paint a picture that makes sense.
Yeah, and the other really crazy part of it is if you took this Sycamore computer with these time crystals and plug it into the Large Hadron Collider, that's basically a 17-mile tunnel. It contains 9,600 supermagnets, and basically this collider propels protons and ions just under the speed of sound, or rather the speed of light, which is 186,000 miles per second. So it's making 164,000 collisions per second. The idea behind the Large Hadron Collider is to open up a dimensional portal. But how do you do that? You plug in Google's Sycamore computer and this new technology called time crystals. I mean, it sounds like an episode out of Black Mirror, but you have to admit, during the last year and a half, all of us, even if you're not a conspiracy theorist, we've all been living in Black Mirror 24/7.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I actually stopped watching the show because it just got, it was hitting too close to home, you know, with the social engineering and the tech. I mean, it really was, it was disturbing. it really did ring of predictive programming on a level that I just wasn't comfortable watching it anymore. But yeah, absolutely. Back when you started talking about that, the first thing I thought of was CERN and the collider that they have. You know, absolutely, and I'm sure you've seen the opening ceremonies for that, and that they have Shiva, the god of death. You know, there is just, it's really crazy how they're almost coming out of the shadows now with a lot of this, and it's getting really hard to look the other way and not see it for what it is, which is, you know, a large satanic, demonic takeover. And that's, I think, what people is probably hurting. You know, probably people are not, they're really being repelled by the reality of this. And, you know, I embrace the truth wherever that leads, but it's very daunting to look at how all these pieces fit together logically and coherently, even though they're so dark. Would you agree?
Yeah, again, if you don't understand that these are Luciferians who believe in two gods. They believe that there is a God of the Bible, and there is a God called Lucifer, and that they are equal, and that the light bearer in the Garden of Eden tried to enlighten Adam and Eve with knowledge, which is called gnosis. And by gnosis, man feels he can ascend and be a god through enlightenment. And even if you look at Apple's logo, the apple with the bite out of it, that is the moment that Adam and Eve became knowledgeable in the eyes of the Luciferians. So they believe in the God of the Bible. They call him the Demiurge. And he's the God who separates the living from the dead. And what they want to do with CERN is to access all of the hidden knowledge. And they want to do that by recreating what they call the Big Bang. So what they're going to do is they're going to take apart creation and then rebuild it. And if you listen to guys like Klaus Schwab, they talk about building back better. And that's why there's a statue, the Hindu god of destruction and transformer, standing above the Large Hadron Collider. It's an altar and a spiritual portal. Lord Shiva is one of the primary deities of the Hindu trinity. You've got Shiva who destroys, Vishnu who preserves, and Brahma who recreates. It's order out of chaos, as above, so below. So the Large Hadron Collider is trying to tear the veil that separates the abyss of hell and our current third dimension in the first heaven of space and time. And what I just said sounds absolutely insane, but this is what they believe, and this is just from me researching and taking a deep dive into the occult. These are the things I found out, and they're in the book, Morningstar's Tale.
Awesome. Well, it seems like even though they haven't opened up the large portal, it seems like they are definitely demonically Lucifer. They're inspired by the dark side to a large degree, which is what's leading them to this. So what is your feeling on ways that we is it appropriate to respond to this? You know, ways to certainly becoming aware of it is important. Speaking out. I mean, what is it that you feel would help provide a monkey wrench for the works of all this? Because they're very well funded and they've got control of most of the media. And so, what are your feelings on how we can be informed and engaged and deal with this the way that our Creator would want us to?
If you go back in time to the days of Jesus, he didn't have a Facebook account, Twitter, he didn't have social media, and yet he is the most recognizable, known person in the history of mankind without any social media. What I'm noticing is that it's on the ground. And I'll give you an example. My daughter at first was terrified at what was happening. And there was a period of time when she began to learn all of this stuff that I've been talking about. Once she gained knowledge and understood who the enemy actually was, which is the spirit of Antichrist, because Satan is the god of this world, once she understood their agenda and where they were going, she recommitted herself to Christ, and now she is joyful and full of power, and that power comes from Christ. So I think what we need to do is take that example and repeat it ad infinitum. In other words, tell people the really horrible news, which is that Satan is the god of this world, and this is a culling. It is a culling and a sterilization program, and the 500 million that may be left, according to the Georgia Guidestones, will serve the technocratic elite. This is moving towards the tribulation period, which is the technocracy, which is the fourth industrial revolution that the World Economic Forum talks about. If we give people who are not saved and people who are backslidden this terrible dump truck of information, they will move into despair, and then they will make a decision to either follow Christ or to give up and live in fear. And what I've noticed is that the world, for the most part, is living in fear. Those that are atheistic, those in the gay community, agnostic, are living in fear. And they believe in scientism, which is the god of this world. When you take scientism and make it your god instead of the god of the Bible, you will live in fear. So give them the bad news and then tell them the good news, which is the saving grace of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, being close to God and feeling that, in the day-to-day world is a wonderful thing, and that's very empowering. So we're about to go to break here, but absolutely incredible stuff. Thank you so much for this. Hang with us, everybody. We'll be back in just a minute with Stuart Howe and Don Campbell on the White Rose Resistance Hour. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son, if your pants were undone, 'cause you were brave for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of the new day. So as you push off from the shore, won't you turn your head once more and make your peace with everyone? But those who choose to stay will live just one more day to do the things they should have done.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to show number 33 of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. I am Stuart Howe, your host, and I've got Don Campbell on the line. Don, thank you so much for laying all that out for us. What can you say about how to deal with people that just don't want to accept the fairly obvious reality of what's going on? I mean, how do you personally deal with people you know, whether it's in your work circles or in your family and friends that just have decided that they have refused to see what's going on and are just following the narrative.
Regular nightly show. If someone has gotten both jabs, I don't talk to them about it at all. In my own family, my son and my daughter are not getting the jab. Neither am I. My mother has already gotten both, and so has my stepmom. So I don't talk to either one about that subject. My impression is that once you take both jabs, you've joined the cult. And it's not a salvation issue. It's a blind issue. What I believe is going on right now is that this is a worldwide satanic deception. It's a delusion. And those that have taken the shots have blinders over their eyes. And what shocks me, and I'm sure shocks you, Stuart, and the listener, are the numerous times we've talked to people, shown them the black and white of what this vaccine is, which isn't a vaccine, which is an operating system, as Moderna calls it, being injected into you, and the spike protein turns out to be the toxin. So the people getting ill and dying are the ones who've gotten double jabbed. Israel's the most vaccinated country in the world, and yet has the greatest outbreak. There's a correlation. But when it comes to family and friends, once someone takes the shot, I don't even approach them. I don't talk about it. I don't bring up the subject. And if they do, I tell them I'm not going to talk to them about it, and I move on. I will only talk to people who are still on the fence, and I can't imagine many of those left. It seems to me that a hardcore remnant has emerged and will not take this jab no matter what. And that's the really good news in all of this. The bad news is, if your family or friends, coworkers, employer, boss has taken the jab, don't waste your time talking to them about the bad side of the jab, because they're just going to double down. And when the booster shot comes, they're going to take it because they're part of the club.
Yeah, absolutely. That mirrors my sentiment as well. I let those people go. I try not to be judgmental, but you know, they've made their choice. You know, they've exercised their God-given free will to just go along with that. And I think they're just on a different path. They're in a different phase of their soul's development, and there's just not a whole lot we can do. So I make every effort not to be angry or condescending and just move on. So we've got a short segment here, and we're only going for about two more minutes, and then we can get into something, you know, we can unpack a little bit further. But I think it's interesting that we're seeing now sort of the battle lines are being drawn, if you will, in the spiritual battle, and we're beginning to see, you know, sometimes graphically and visibly by who's wearing a mask and who's not wearing a mask, who is going along with this Luciferian rollout and who is choosing to be willfully ignorant, and who is, you know, willing to at least question or be concerned or you know, and then eventually, as you mentioned, become empowered, as your daughter did, which is a wonderful story. I definitely wholeheartedly agree that once you sort of see it and make a decision that you do, you know, side with godliness, that you do have a power, although it's, you know, not a magic remedy for the whole thing. But it's just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And when we get back, you know, maybe we can talk after the break, you know, about the opportunities that this is presenting, you know, for people to really become strong in their God nature and to lean towards Christ and or any other godly interface that they have, you know, with the divine, with their higher selves and their better selves. But, we should have the music come up in a minute for another break. But, there we go. So, yeah, hang with us, everybody, and thanks for riding along through the break there, Don. We'll see you on the other side of this next break on the White Rose Resistance Hour.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. I've got Don Campbell here. Don, hey, thanks for riding through another break with us and being back with us. You really bring up some great stuff, and I'm wondering, you know, what opportunities does this present for us? Because I think it gives us an opportunity to get stronger in our faith or to get closer to God, to feel like we're, you know, having an impact on the world. It'll give us an opportunity to speak truthfully where it's maybe not comfortable. And I mean, what are you seeing as ways that we can empower ourselves and motivate other people to be empowered, you know, likewise?
It appears that this pandemic is actually going to turn out to be probably the greatest witnessing tool that'll bring in the final harvest before the rapture. That's what I believe is occurring right now, because unless people are desperate, they're not going to turn to God. And before March of 2020, you know, everybody was relatively comfortable, but now everything is off balance. There is no security. People are questioning everything. This is one reason you see so many millennials quitting their jobs. And right now, people can't find, employers can't find employees. Everyone is reevaluating their life and what's important. And they're asking the questions, you know, why am I here? What happens when I die? And this is a great opportunity to witness for Christ, especially if you know what their plan is. It's a great way to get your foot in the door. In other words, if someone says to you, I don't know what's going on, I'm filled with fear, that's a great place to start, because Christ has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power. So if you're living in power and not in fear, and you know what the Luciferian elite are trying to do, which is to merge man with machine. That's what I believe this so-called vaccine is all about. When you can explain to someone who's open to it that there's a good chance that these jabs contain graphene oxide, and the graphene oxide seems to be connecting people. There's numerous cases of people being magnetized where magnets stick to them. We've had reports of black lights showing through the hand, the veins. So something's going on. Are there actually nanobots in this? Are they self-assembling? And is something being built in people? Because what Lucifer wants to do is to prevent man from fellowshipping with Jesus Christ. And the way he does that is when man is no longer made in God's image, then he's got you. The nefarious part of these jabs, in my own opinion, is they're trying to change the systemic DNA of man. And if they can do that, then man is no longer made in God's image, and the offer of redemption is off the table, because God came down as a man in the form of Jesus Christ to save us. That's why the angels never got a second chance. When the angels came down to earth and they had sex with women, and then God flooded the earth, the angels never got a second chance. God did not manifest himself as an angel to save the angels. He only manifested himself as a man to save man. And that's part of the reason why Lucifer hates us, because we're made in God's image and he is not. He is an angel. He's an archangel. The opposite of God is not Satan. The opposite of Satan is Michael, because both Michael and Lucifer are archangels. We are only dealing with an archangel, a very powerful one, but we are not dealing with the opposite of God. And that's part of the lie of Luciferianism. They believe that Lucifer is equal to God, and he is not.
Yeah, that's really all they've got going for them is deception. And once we lay that out and people begin to see that, it's the beginning of game over for them, I believe. But, yeah, excellent stuff. We have a caller on the line. Hopefully he can stay in the theme of what we're talking about, and hopefully I can bring him in. Let's see, do we have Mark in Texas on line one?
Yeah, hey, Stuart.
Hey. Good to have you back on. Hey Mark, do you have a quick question for Don?
Well, I do. Well, I heard one of our fellow Patriots, RBN callers, Andy in Texas. He called in to a show earlier, and evidently Tom called in a minute ago. But yeah, he called in, and he's been in the hospital for about a week. He was walking down the street, fell down right in the middle of the street, from what he said, and had to roll over to the curb. He couldn't get up. And, you know, you guys know who Andy is. He calls in all the time, man. He's a great patriot.
Well, sorry to hear
that. But anyway, he's been in the hospital. He said he's been in the hospital for a week. And he used to be in the Houston area, and then when Tom called in right before the last show ended, he said he was in Lubbock. So that's probably why he doesn't know anybody. So we need to, this might be a great opportunity, Andy, if you're listening, sign up to peoplesrights.org. And is there something we could do, Stuart, to get some patriots to, he's been there a week in the hospital. He doesn't know anybody. He doesn't have insurance. And he wants to get out. And he can't walk out. He can't walk yet. So he needs help. So if anybody, any RBN patriots in the Lubbock area or Andy, if you're listening, you know, hang in there, brother. If you get online, sign up for I'm a member, but I can't transfer it. So...
Well, thanks for being concerned. We'll say a prayer for him, and if anybody's in the area, please see if you can be of any help there. But I appreciate that. Hey, I'm going to let you go. Do you have a quick question, a parting question for Don before we let you go, Mark?
No. I listen to Don every night. He is effing hilarious. He is so funny. He is funny,
too. I'm going to see if I can get an Alex Jones impression out of him. Here he does a good one of those. Well, thank you, Mark. Thanks for calling in. There he goes.
Yeah, Donnie. So,
I'll tell you what, Mark, you're starting to piss me off. This is Alex Jones, and the InfoWar is you. Please go to my website, InfoWars.com, and buy my boner pills. Now get this guy off the air. He's a globalist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you being out there, buddy.
They're vegan boner pills. Absolutely. No GMO.
No GMO. Yeah, it's not a growth hormone, which is the one thing you need with Viagra. Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Mark. Appreciate you being out there, buddy.
Yeah, God bless. Well, got to keep a sense of humor about all this. Well, great stuff, man. Yeah, we're like cruising through a long segment here, and we've got until 4:50. So how are you feeling about everything? I mean,
if you want to really irritate the listeners,
Just being part of Team God. I mean, that's a big thing. I'd like to help empower everybody to speak out more and to find their voice and to be empowered to speak up. You know, people that are to some degree aware. What can we do to help get them more engaged and be willing to, calmly and assuredly, speak out, with the power of godliness and divinity?
I just think you need to find your gift where you flow. For me, it's always been radio. I've done some deliverance ministry in the past, but I think for the listener, they just need to pray about it and see where God wants to use them. I've been wanting to get involved in some sort of outside ministry, but I keep getting pushed back into radio. I keep doing the radio show here on RBN 5 days a week, and then various interviews for the book, Morningstar's Tale. And it just seems that the Lord wants me to stay on the airwaves, and just that's the ministry. But for the listener, maybe it's not being on the radio. Maybe it's just, working with the homeless or working at a shelter or a prison ministry or just giving someone an encouraging word when you see they're down and out. The opportunities come if you're willing to, trudge the road.
Yeah. Living in truth and love and being willing to project that out into the world around us is very important. I'm always thankful when somebody is honest with me and speaks up and says something that's maybe hard for them to say, and they're bold. And yeah, we need to follow those leads and be a little more fearless, all of us. But yeah, I'm new to the radio thing, so I respect the fact that you've got a 5 day a week show. I know that must take a lot. And
it usually takes about 2 to 3 hours a day to prepare for 1 hour between getting the stories, organizing them, getting them in order of importance, and having an idea of where it's going to go. Because I've been doing it for so long, I can usually figure out how much material I need to go an hour. And plus, I haven't been taking any phone calls. So I'm throwing in a couple of songs. So the show has really, the show has morphed into something other than what it was originally. Really, what it is, Stuart, it's a place where people can come and not feel like they're an oddball. I used to do a show called Outcast Radio, and I basically call the listeners outcasts because that's what I am. I feel more like an outcast than I ever have in my life. And they have created a two-tier society. And those of us who have decided in our heart that the Lord doesn't want us to take this shot are being persecuted. And the show is a place for people to come every night and to know they're not alone. And that's really the emphasis on the show, to know you're not alone and to not be fearful, because we're not given a spirit of fear.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let everybody know what time that is, the time zones, what time you come on RBN, because, yeah, that's important. What time do you come on?
I'm on at 9 o'clock Eastern, Monday through Friday. It's called The Perfect Storm with Don Campbell. But I also wrote a book called Morningstar's Tale, and I do have a website, morningstarstale.com. And that book is narrated by Lucifer. It's kind of a takeoff of the Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. And in it, he talks about the flat earth, the occultic religion, how humans are built, and where everything is going. So the father of lies decides to tell the truth, and in doing so, he reveals the secrets of the universe.
Awesome. Well, I encourage everybody to go and check that stuff out. Now, I'm going to go someplace where I'm normally a little bit uncomfortable, is asking you about something that I'm unsure about. I am not, quick to think that the Earth is anything other than round, but I'd love to hear your perspective on that, because the more I learn about the big picture things that we've been lied to about, the more that, I'm always willing to take in information and learn a little bit about, what would compel somebody to believe the Earth is not round. And I'm totally open-minded. I'd love to hear what you found, what was sort of the broad strokes elevator pitch is for the Earth being, other than a sphere, a globe.
I had a caller back in 2016 asked me if I thought the Earth was flat, and I said, no, that's insane. Why would anybody believe that? And over a period of 8 months, I began to do my own investigative work. And what I did was I worked backwards. I took all the beliefs of the heliocentric theory, the round Earth, and I laid them on a piece of paper and thought, I can't believe this. Is there something else? For example, if you believe the Earth is round, then we're traveling right now at 1,000 miles per hour. And at the same time we're spinning at 1,000 miles per hour, we're moving around the sun at 66,000 miles per hour. And the Milky Way is expanding at over 500,000 miles per hour. Just those facts make it really hard for me to believe that we live on a ball. The other thing is, how is it that NASA goes to the moon six times between 1969 and 1972, and we haven't been back in almost 50 years. And they say the moon is 238,000 miles away, yet when you look at the moon and the sun, they appear to be the same size. And in the book of Genesis, God says he created two lights, the sun for the day and the moon for the evening, and they're the same size. And when you take the extra biblical texts of Enoch and other biblical texts like Jubilees and Jasher, you put them all together, you get a picture that's completely different. And the other aspect is, how is gravity able to hold all the ocean water, cling it to the earth? How can it be that powerful, and yet a butterfly isn't affected by it? And yet the moon, we only see one side because we're told it's in a geosynchronous orbit with the Earth, and yet man has not gone back to the moon in almost 50 years because NASA said they destroyed all the telemetry data. So if you don't believe we went to the moon, then you're open to a discussion about the flat Earth. But if you believe we did go to the moon, then it's like the vaccines. Once you take the jab, I'm not going to talk about the vaccine, but if you believe we didn't go to the moon, then a conversation about the flat Earth is a possibility. But it took me 8 months, and I certainly don't expect to convince anybody in 5 minutes. But in the book, Morningstar's Tale, it's available at Amazon, morningstarstale.com. Just go to the website, click on the link. It's only $5.97. It's a short book. It's 80 pages. But basically, Lucifer Morningstar, another name for Lucifer, explains why he believes the Earth is flat, and he explains how everything works.
Wow, fascinating stuff. I would love to talk with you, you know, more at some point about NASA alone, just about the whole moon conundrum. You know, it's definitely not what they tell us it is. You know, I definitely don't think, you know, we have anywhere near a correct conception of what the moon is, and I think NASA is a front organization for this whole, you know, big deception, and it's fascinating. You know, one of the things that's really amusing for me is to see the footage of the astronauts after having been to the moon, supposedly being asked about it, what it felt like to walk on the moon. They all just put their heads down in shame. It is the most amazing thing. I mean, I would be like, oh my God, it was amazing. It was incredible. The perspective, this, the feeling that, the, you know, but none of that. And that to me, you know, the human side of it, that convinced me that they're all just lying. They're just all liars. And
well, there's
what
another,
the truth is.
Yeah. There's another infamous clip. There's an infamous clip of Don Pettit, who was a NASA astronaut. They asked him about that, and he said, you know, I'd go back to the moon. This is his quote. I'd go back to the moon in a nanosecond, but we can't. We destroyed all that technology, and it's a painful process to build it back. That's like Christopher Columbus going to America, and a couple of years later they say, wow, that's really great. How did you do that? Well, we did it on that ship over there that was there, but I burned it down. Why would you burn down the ship that you used to go across the ocean and discover America? It makes no sense. None of it makes any sense. No, and they're lying.
Absolutely.
And if they're lying about the moon, what else are they lying about? Because in
the book of,
in the book of Enoch, which is the Rosetta Stone, if you want to look at the flat Earth, in the book of Enoch, he says the moon and the sun are the same size, and the sun pours its light into the moon over a 14-day period and then extinguishes it over the next 14 days, and it repeats itself ad infinitum. And no one has ever been able to explain to me what causes the moon to be half-lit. When you see a half-lit moon, how in the world can the Earth be creating that straight edge? And the answer is that the moon fills up with light like a glow-in-the-dark Frisbee, and then over another 14-day period, it extinguishes itself. And the light from the moon has been proven to be colder than in an adjacent shadow. So you have the warm light from the sun and then the cold light from the moon. It's amazing. In all my life, I've only believed this for 6 years. I was 58 when I became a believer in the flat Earth. But I'm thinking 58 years prior, I believed all of it. So I don't expect anybody to believe what I have to say. If you're interested, do your own research. You'll be shocked.
Yeah, I'm fascinated. And I take in, you know, information on both sides, and I hold the space for either to be true. And I'm just fascinated by how much conflicting, seemingly good evidence there is. You know, I try to leave my perceptions out of it and my preconceived ideas out of it. And it's fascinating, because I won't take a side in it. You know, it's too fascinating to just learn what I can. And hopefully at some point, you know, an understanding will come. But, hey, you know, we've got another caller, Kathleen in Texas. Are you with us, Kathleen?
Sorry to interrupt. It's you have a great guest on. I'm like Mark. I always listen to Don's show every day, Monday through Friday at 8, and he is hilarious and inspiring. But the reason I'm calling is that Dr. Lorraine Day, are you both familiar with her?
I am not.
Oh,
no,
gosh.
Not.
Don, you're gonna love Dr. Lorraine Day. But anyway, she has she's called that rotten doctor out so many times. But she has a Bible study. She wrote a book, Who Rewrote the Bible, and she is incredible. So she has a Bible study every Monday at 8 p.m. Central Time. And so I just thought I would tell you about that, Don, or anyone listening.
Well, how do you spell her name, Lorraine? Ironically, how do you spell that?
I'll guess L O R A I N E maybe.
Okay, I was using two R's. I'm looking it up right now, and your last name is Day, D A Y.
D A Y is her last name.
Okay. Okay.
She was the head of trauma surgery for 20 years at San Francisco General, and she's against all medications and everything. Really a wonderful whistleblower. But
I found her. Found her. Yeah, I was looking her up while you were talking.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
She wrote this great book, Who Rewrote the Bible. But anyway, her Bible studies during your show on Monday, so... I'm sorry about that, but maybe you could actually have her on sometime.
It's not a bad idea. Actually, you can listen to the archives, too.
Yes, that's right.
I do remember you, Kathleen. Yes.
Yes, and you are hilarious.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
But also wonderfully informative. Okay, well, God bless both, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kathleen. There she goes. Kathleen in Texas. Yeah, wonderful. Dr. Lorraine Day, I've not heard of her before. But,
yeah, I just pulled her up. Yeah, Kathleen, I know her. She's been listening for a long time. And Mark.
Awesome. Well, we just have a couple of minutes left here. If you could, you know, give us some closing thoughts. And I appreciate you being on with us. And I'd like to thank Casey Whalen again. And, of course, John at RBN and Sam. And... yeah, I really appreciate you coming on, and feel free to give us anything else you'd like to chat with us about, and your information again. I guess people can go to morningstarstale.com, and then
it's morningstarstale, MORNING starstale, TALE.com. That's where you can buy the book, morningstarstale.com. The radio show is The Perfect Storm. It's on Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, and again, The show has really morphed into a place where people can just listen to another weirdo who doesn't fit in. If you have not taken the jab, you're an outcast, you're part of a two-tier society, and you are looked down upon. And my whole show is about telling people they're not alone, and they're not, that we're in this together. And in the end, God wins. I mean, look at the last page of the book of Revelation. God's already won this battle, and we just need to get to a point, and myself included, I'm talking to myself about this, we need to get to
Absolutely.
A point where we need to realize we've already won before we've even fought the battle.
Here God we go. Is well, ten, thank you very much.
He's 10 steps ahead of Satan. You're welcome.
Thank you, Don. Thanks for coming on with us, everybody. I love you. We'll see you next week.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.